Entry 34. It's been really quiet around here after the drone incident. Everybody seemed a bit confused at first, although Smoker tried explaining the nature of Neocivitas to them. They didn't seem to really want to believe him. It took a few other people with knowledge of the place to finally convince everybody that this was not good news. Smoker also went on to explain that the drones meant they could be coming in weeks. Or years. In other words, we could never anticipate their arrival. I asked him why they'd even be interested in a place like this.
Resources. Colonization, he told me. Most likely resources, though.
He seemed incredibly worried as he told me this. But I couldn't understand why. I mean, if the only thing that they were after was some resources, then we'd just let them take it, right? It's no problem there.
No,
he said sternly.
They don't work like that. See, nobody likes giving up their shit to an invading force, right? But nobody would ever even bother fighting back if they knew what kind of power Neocivitas has. Problem is, most people just don't. That's why they always retaliate at first. The battle never lasts very long.
He sighed, pausing for a bit before continuing.
Here's the thing with Neocivitas. There's never any paperwork with them. No deals, no negotiations, nothing. Wherever they go, they eliminate the native population, no questions asked. It's just simpler that way. Besides, most islands that they land on are incredibly hostile anyways. No risks being taken with them.
Even as everybody started to prepare for the oncoming assault, Smoker just scoffed at them.
No point,
he explained.
Once they land, we're all dead. It's hopeless.
So what are you going to do? Just give up? Then kill you? I asked. He furrowed his brow.
Nah. I'll be long gone before they arrive. A lot of dignified ways to die, but fighting a pointless battle, then. Just ain't one of them. I have a better chance out there as opposed to staying here.
Carrying nothing but a small sack of rations. One rifle, a few knives. He left just a few days later. Didn't tell us where he was going. But I'm pretty sure that he wasn't sure himself. Before his departure, he asked me if I wanted to join him. Despite the grim reality that seemed to be waiting for me, I declined his offer. I suppose that was just a small part of me that thought he was bullshitting about this whole thing. But in retrospect, that didn't make any sense. I guess I didn't want to deal with the horrors out there on the island. Guess I'm just taking my chances. But Kuntz did eventually recover yesterday. So I guess that's good news. Entry 35. A few more months have passed. At this point, we've prepared to the best of our abilities. However, Smoker's words still linger for me.
No point.
But he's right. Hell, why would he be lying? He left for fuck's sake. What's worse is nobody's really explained it to Jolin yet. She's confused as to why everybody's so tense these days. She knows that we might have to fight some people sooner or later, but she has no idea what the scale of it just might be. I should break the news to her, but I really don't want to. Entry 36. A few more months have passed, but we've finally come up with something. Smoker said they're more likely coming for resources, right? But this place is filled to the brim with zombies and other shit. That'll pose a nuisance for sure. Not the ideal area to harvest, or mine, see? The creatures here are mostly attracted to sound. The more we make, the more congested the ground becomes below us. So here's the plan. We stockpiled plenty of food already, enough to last us months. We'll start creating a lot of noise and draw a massive crowd of them over. The idea here is that once Neocivitas sees this, they'll deem the effort to be not worth it, and just leave us alone. It might work, actually. Actually, I have no idea. It's worth a shot, at least. Entry 37. It's gonna happen soon. A few hours ago, about three more drones flew over. Two seemed to be mapping out the forest, surrounding areas, while the third hovered around where we were. We wanted it to see the hordes of undead piled at the base of our towers. We wanted to convince them to call everything off right there. They left about 5 minutes after they came, so that's probably good news. Now we just wait and see. Entry 37. I don't know how long it's been since that last entry. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know where I am, but it was about a week since we sighted those three drones when they first came. Now, I don't know what I was expecting. The hell anybody was expecting, for that matter. We were prepared to come face to face with a fucking cavalry, an army, if you will, but no. It was a single goddamn aircraft. I could barely comprehend what I was even looking at. It was futuristic, but not in the traditional sense of the word. It was alien. Otherworldly. Not big, but beyond functional. It nearly resembled some kind of pod. Moved with such smoothness, you'd think that it was being controlled remotely. As the shiny vehicle descended onto the shore about a quarter mile away from us, it started getting swarmed. It just sat there for maybe about 5 minutes. At that point, it had become buried beneath a pile of undead flesh. We were optimistic for a second. We couldn't fathom how they were getting out of it. Then we witnessed the solution. The sound was sharp at first, gradually devolving into a low hum. The pod emitted a light so bright that we all had to avert our eyes for a few seconds. Then we returned our perception to the shore. We all went into a collective shock. The zombies had been cleared out. But that's an understatement. They were eviscerated. No limbs, no bones, nothing. Just a red mist lingering in the air around it. We didn't even know how to react. The undead that had been surrounding our towers started trudging their way over to the shore. Attracted by the noise, the doors to the spacecraft machine opened up. Out stepped three figures. Just three, that was it. They looked to be wearing some kind of armor, but they weren't the massive clunky kind that the guards at the prison had. Like the ship they came in, it was advanced beyond our comprehension. They were sleek, black suits that seemed to bend and twist perfectly with every subtle movement that they made. Their helmets resembled futuristic gas masks with two large circular eye holes that glowed with a menacing shade of red. The rifles they were carrying looked compact and deadly. Also a very strange color, a dark bluish green that seemed to reflect every source of light that bounced off of it. They walked for about 5 seconds before ascending into the air. It looked so seamless, their boots didn't even seem to have thrusters, so it was unclear how it was possible. As they floated towards us, they dropped tiny blue orbs onto the ground below. As soon as they landed, every zombie within our perceivable vicinity appeared to start being electrocuted, albeit not for long. They dropped in seconds. As the stench of burning rotten flesh filled the air, the super soldiers descended onto our towers. One landed just a few feet away from me. I saw what I assumed to be his name and position etched onto the barrel of his weapon. Captain Reiser. I caught a glimpse of his suit up close. It was more intricate than I initially thought. It looked more like an exoskeleton than anything. It was outfitted with pistols and tasers, amongst other things. There was writing on his chest. In big white letters it read, Neocivitus, Recon Division 34. He was also larger than any human I'd ever seen before. Larger than the warden, even. He must have been around 9 feet tall. They didn't move at first, seemingly just observing us. At this point, I was holding onto Jolin tight. I also exchanged glances with Kuntz, Lauren, Kaginori. It's almost a silent acknowledgement. We'd been through so much together. If this were our last moments alive, we wanted to make sure that we recognized this. I wasn't even prepared for what happened next.
Before I even had time to react, I looked in front of me to see a barrel of Reiser's weapon aimed directly at me, or so I thought it was. I closed my eyes, bracing for bullets that were surely about to penetrate my skin. I heard the harsh atomic buzz of the rifle.
But I felt no pain. Instead, I only heard screaming from all around me. A warm liquid soaking into the side of my shirt. I knew what it was. I looked down at Jolin's limp upper body. Apparently the rounds were so strong they had cut her in half. Without being given even a second of time to grieve, I felt a sharp pain, numbing sensation in my thigh. It eventually started to make its way up my hips, through my shoulders. I fell onto the floor, hitting my head hard as I did. Though I could still feel everything above my neck, everything below that seemed to be out of commission. I couldn't even turn away from the horrific sights. They were killing in mass. Women, elderly, even the children without remorse.
A few minutes later, they picked up the ones they deemed fit enough to survive and tossed us onto a single tower. Everybody seemed to be affected by the paralyzing agent as well. I could see Kuntz and Kaginori out of the corners of my eyes.
No, Lauren.
We watched as the three soldiers walked around on the ground, planting what looked like small charges into the dirt. By this time, more zombies had wandered their way into the settlement area, but the soldiers didn't even seem to acknowledge them. The creatures would bite and scratch against their armor, but it would do less than nothing. Eventually, the soldiers stepped back, and one of them projected a hologram out of his wrist. I couldn't tell what exactly he was looking at, but I had an idea. He pressed some virtual buttons before holding up five fingers. Once they were all down, a mind-jolting explosion echoed through the air. Bits of dirt and zombie entrails flew everywhere, pelting us in the face. When the smoke cleared, we looked back to see an enormous black pit in place of what was once solid ground. However, as I looked at it even closer, I realized it wasn't empty space. It was bubbling. It was liquid. The first thought that popped into my head was oil. That was as good a guess as any, after all. Soon after, one of the soldiers flew back up to the tower we were involuntarily sitting in. It was Reiser again. He took out a large syringe-looking device filled with dark red liquid.
Don't squirm. This'll hurt a lot.
He injected it into a few guys sitting around me before I finally felt the needle plunge into my forearm. What followed was an intense burning sensation that seemed to last forever. However, I seemed to be gaining the feeling back in my limbs as well. A few of us tried escaping, but they were shot down without hesitation. The rest of us just sat tight. After he had finished up with everybody, he addressed us directly.
You have two options here. Die, or do manual labor. Seems pretty obvious to me. You guys might be pissed right now, but let me tell you, I do not give a fuck.
These things happen.
As it turns out, we were forced to pump the dark liquid through tubes connected to the elaborate-looking machines, and then transfer them into metal barrels, and then finally load them into a large aircraft that was coming around once a week. However, the liquid itself was a lot less viscous than oil. It also seemed to be bubbling indefinitely. Safe to say, I have no idea what it was, and I still don't. The only good thing that came out of this was that the soldiers had set up a moderate-sized electric barrier around our settlement, as to stop any additional creatures from interfering with our work. However, we weren't getting out. They also provided us with food. Unsurprisingly, they were just more energy bars. However, these at least tasted decent. Other than that, though, it was absolute hell. It was prison all over again. By the time the first month had expired, almost half of us had committed suicide. In an apparent attempt to combat this, one of the soldiers announced that once we'd finished up work, we would be given a place to stay in Neo Civitas. Most of us seemed to buy it because worker morale skyrocketed right after he'd said that. However, I didn't. I'd always been good at reading people. They were full of shit. They weren't planning on taking us back with them. They were going to waste us as soon as they'd gotten enough of that damn liquid. That was the only outcome that could have been waiting for us. I don't know why I didn't just end it myself. Blind hope, I suppose, but it was also something else. By all odds, I should have been dead at that point. Everybody around me seemed to be biting the dust, but I was still alive somehow. I shouldn't have been. I still shouldn't be. Something must be working in my favor. Whether it was some kind of divine intervention or just dumb luck was irrelevant. It was doing the job for me. This train of thought kept me going. Somehow I was getting out of this alive. It turns out I was right. I don't know how much time had gone by when it happened. It must have been months, at the very least, or a year. I don't really know. One day, we were working away when we started to feel the ground rumbling beneath our feet. We looked at the crater of liquid. At that point, we'd depleted a considerable amount of it. Must have been at least a few meters lower than when we started. The rumbling only got more severe. The soldiers themselves didn't seem to know what was going on. Eventually, it got to the point where we could barely stand up. The soldiers lifted into the sky, trying to make sense of it. The ground finally settled a few minutes later. Oh, still again. Without knowing what else to do, they just instructed us to go back to pumping. However, as soon as we flipped on the machine again, the ground beneath us started cracking. We all stepped away on instinct. Suddenly, an enormous black creature burst from the ground.
I stumbled back, but I got a better look at it in the process. It was a massive worm-like thing with slimy black flesh and sharp appendages sticking out at various angles. It burst into the air, lunging up at one of the surprised soldiers, and at that point, all hell broke loose. The worm was followed by another, and another, and another. During the chaos, I remembered something. I had hidden the last few shards from the prison in a hidden compartment in one of the towers. I rushed up there to look for it. I found it just as soon as the tower started collapsing. I cut myself mere moments before hitting the ground again. I looked up, witnessing the surreal scene in front of me. My fellow prisoners were mostly dead, being swallowed up by the worms at a torrid pace. I saw Kuntz trying to hop over one of the now broken electrical barriers before being cut open by one of their appendages. The three soldiers were throwing everything they had at the creatures, shooting them down one by one, but they just keep coming. As I was taking all of this in, something hit me from behind and flung me into a tree. As I lifted myself back up, I saw one of the soldiers being overwhelmed. The two others seemed to be shouting something to each other before one of them took a rectangular device off of his belt. He pressed one of the buttons on it before tossing it down onto the ground, and as soon as it did, they flew out of there, leaving their fellow soldier behind. At first, I thought the device was going to be an explosive of sorts. I couldn't have been more wrong. I watched as it opened up and a dark purple light began emitting out of it. It started growing and growing and engulfing the surrounding area. I started running when I realized that it wasn't stopping. However, as soon as I got up, I felt myself being tugged backwards. I turned around expecting to see other soldiers, but there was nothing there. Just the purple void getting even bigger. I fell to the ground, clawing at the soil as I was sucked into an unknown fate. As the light consumed me, I felt weightless for a second. However, I couldn't breathe. I looked around only to see dark, vague shapes floating around me in a sea of purple nothingness. After about maybe 20 seconds, I blacked out. I awoke an unknown amount of time later. Face down in what I assumed to be sand, I groggily got up and I looked around, but I could barely see in front of me. I was surrounded by what appeared to be a heavy orange fog. It was pretty evident that I was in some kind of desert, but every other detail was obscured. I only realized that my hearing was gone when it started to come back. That's when I heard the sounds of distant screams all around me. Suddenly I could make out a shape in the distance. It was hard to tell what it was, but it seemed to be getting closer to me. Getting too close. It was one of those worms that had burst out of the ground. I jumped out of the way just in time to avoid it lunging towards me. I scrambled backwards as it buried into the sand, slithered around trying to regain its bearings before it seemed to locate me, and as soon as it tried to lunge at me, it looked as if it was being held back by something. It tried a few more times before a heavy guttural roar emanated from somewhere just behind it. Suddenly the worm was dragged backwards and out of my sight. I couldn't catch a glimpse of what did it. Got up, I started running away. I really had no idea where I was going. Hell, I didn't know where the fuck this place even was. About every step I'd take, I'd hear these ungodly sounds coming from every angle around me, and every time I'd see a moving shape in the distance, I'd change directions. It took a while, but I finally stumbled into a ransacked cabin. It was the first indication that humans might exist somewhere in this place. It was old, it was rotting, but I was tired as hell, so I decided to go in and take refuge for a while. To my surprise, there was a bed in there, along with a pail of water in the corner. Although it was warm from the boiling temperature outside, it tasted like heaven to me. That's where I am right now. After writing this, I'm gonna need to pass out, I'm so tired. I don't know how the fuck I got here. Maybe the device the soldiers threw down was a teleportation mechanism of sorts. Fucking hell. And where did it take me to?